from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
It sure is the Marty Sheargold Show. Full show dump about to slide into your ear holes. We are without our team captain.
Sans Martin.
Just for a little bit,
yeah.
I love that Lauren has just turned the TV off because I can't be trusted with the TV. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone
can't be trusted.
You better not notice someone who was on a sitcom from the 70s and start talking about them with Troy
Rob
Matthews.
Schneider's on the Today Show.
Oh, you should have seen him before when he was on Sunrise.
I've got to have the love boat. Still got the love boat theme here.
Could you turn that one?
Marty would love this. He would love this.
Lovely to see you, Matthew.
Welcome.
Hello.
How's your week been?
Oh, yeah, it's been busy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's what we love in radio, busy days.
What happened to the bowl of lollies on your desk?
I handed them over to the rush hour with JB and Billy, who just demolished them.
Scoffed them. I saw some raspberry bullets on your little desk.
Yeah. Did you have some?
No.
God, they're delicious. Darrah Lee, raspberry, white chocolate bullets. Delicious.
The raspberry bullets.
Do they have bullets?
I love those.
Thank you. They're on
Matthew's
desk.
They are my favourite.
Bullets are typically licorice.
They are, but these are not, they're not really bullets.
I don't like aniseed.
No, neither.
Yeah, then I wouldn't call these bullets. They're just Twizzlers that are like almost coated.
They're so good. I love Darrah Lee.
I do love Darrah Lee.
Aniseed is a colleague of ours. She's awful.
Aniseed, yeah.
Aniseed.
Works from home most days.
Doesn't she?
I don't know. You tell me.
She's very bitter.
I don't like aniseed at all.
No, she's awful.
There's also hobnobs on my desk, which I forgot to mention on Tuesday. I got sent jammy dodgers.
Jammy dodgers.
Oh, who sent them?
Oh. Jess. Sorry, Christian. I don't mean... No, there's no jammy dodgers left. There's the letter on my desk.
Thank you.
If you could just bring that in. Thank you.
Jammy dodger.
That is a tasty raspberry bullet.
They're so good. Mm-hmm. I love them.
So it's just a bullet-shaped confectionery.
Correct.
Yeah,
but it's
oh my God,
the taste is
raspberry licorice really covered in white chocolate, or is that yogurt?
No, it's white chocolate.
Remember those little yogurt balls you used to get at school canteen?
They're so good, very high in sugar.
Isn't everything though?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I love raspberry licorice.
Same. Have you had Twizzlers?
Yeah,
Twizzlers.
Aren't they American?
Very American.
Never seen them.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show,
of course.
What have we got coming in from the... here's the list.
This is snail mail that came in over while you guys were on a break.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, did you show me this? I remember...
I sent a message. This is from Sarah from the UK via Sydney. I don't know which one came first. But basically, she sent us a letter saying, two T's, Marty and the gang. Handwritten. Lovely.
Can you just prove to the listeners that you have a letter in your hand?
It's a late item.
Taking that out of the envelope.
Oh, ruined.
Ruined it. Theatre of radio. Fresh from London via Sydney, a little something to lure Mr. 31 back to the studio. Thank you for being in my ear holes every morning. Home never feels too far away with a fresh pod every day. Left Melbourne 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And the accent is holding strong thanks to my daily topper-upper, or how I otherwise like to think of it, Duolingo?
Duolingo. I'm on Duolingo
to
at the
learn languages,
to try and learn Spanish.
No. Sorry, it's Duolingo for slightly inappropriate and not safe for work humour.
Yes.
It's like entry level.
Yeah, that's
what
we are. Yeah. Love you all, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
So she sent some jammy dodgers.
Have you eaten them?
Yeah.
Did you eat all of them?
Three packets.
No,
I didn't eat all of them. There was, you know, lots of people in the office that, can I have one? Can I have one?
I've never tasted a jammy
dodger. What was the thing we said that they have here, like jam crowns, whatever they are?
The Jam Fancy.
Jam Fancy. Are they much different?
Well, I think they may have changed the recipe on the Jammy Dodgers, the English ones, because they're a little dry. Like the jam to biscuit ratio might be off a little bit.
And what is a hobnob?
A hobnob, it's like a digestive with the chocolate. Yeah. I think that's just what they call digestives in the UK.
Okay.
Hobnobs.
Why is a digestive called digestive?
It's a terrible name.
Is it good for digestion?
I always thought it was some sort of like brand
so
snack
did I.
For fibre.
I was like, it's a tea. Medical biscuit.
Yeah. It probably is. Yeah. There's lots of fibrey stuff in digestives.
It's like how Milo is meant to be a meal replacement tool. It's like they often have medical beginnings.
Milo had medical beginnings?
I'm pretty sure it did.
It did.
Standing by that?
No, it did in the way that it's
proudly.
Like Nutri-Grain. Like they would have
Sustagen's different though, isn't it?
Sustagen is it's like a meal replacement. My grandma, when she couldn't eat because of her throat thing and she starved to death, that was
You know, Lauren, my life is so similar you wouldn't even realise. My nana had that, remember the little flap thing?
Your nans
genetic,
both
you know?
Had flap things in their throat?
Oh,
no,
I'm not going
William.
Back to that.
It's genetic, you know.
Yeah,
so we should be starting to get checked for that.
How can you prevent? How do you keep
you
your
flat
nice and strong?
You can have an early surgery.
You can have... get some intervention into your thrive. Oh, well, with the flat.
He's strong as an ox.
You can have an early surgery.
The iron
it's
flat.
Just that when you get older and you realise...
Well, he's never getting old, though. He's only going to make it to 60.
Oh, my nana first had it in her... She was quite young.
Quite young. What year are we talking? 30s? 40s?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
My mum got checked for it. She's good. She's fine. She's in the clear.
We should Google if there's any flap exercises we could be doing now in our early years.
A soft.
You're doing them, don't
I? Yeah, you're doing a lot of flapping. Quite well.
Thomas Mayne launched Milo at the Sydney Royal Easter Show, and it was an attempt to develop a completely balanced food drink which contained all the necessary proteins and minerals.
Right.
So it was like,
could I live on Milo?
I mean, if you wanted,
it was to help children get.
But
nutrients.
You have a dairy issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So the dairy, so you have to have cow's milk for it to be a fully formed
you would,
meal.
Yeah,
perhaps. And cornflakes were originally an anti-masturbatory.
Yes, mm-hmm. They were, because they were so bland.
You serious?
We've spoken about this.
You've worked in FM radio for 20 plus years, Troy. Surely you've heard of the anti-masturbatorial nature of cornflakes.
I love a cornflake, though.
So do I. I love cornflakes.
It's not working on you.
It's not working at all. I roll my chicken in it, actually.
Matthew, the upper esophageal sphincter can respond favorably to isometric and isokinetic neck extensions. But I don't know if that's what we have. I think if you've got a flap, you've got a flap.
Well, your two flaps are very different.
Troy, what's your favourite sphincter?
Oh, there's so many. Oh.
This one.
It's on the board.
What have you got on Insta, William?
Because this is almost resembling a producer's podcast, and if this is your first time listening to the Marty Sheargold show and you're thinking, I swear Marty was on this.
I would have thought Marty would have been part of the Marty Sheargold show.
I would have thought Abraham Lincoln would be. I mean, not
George Washington, part of Hamilton. He will be joining us very shortly for the entire show, Dump. Yes. But we're just going to entertain ourselves for a little bit.
He's doing things at the moment.
Yes.
He's filming things.
Yeah.
Yeah, busy.
You can probably piece it together.
Got a bit on.
Yeah, there's TikTok's videos talking about it.
Oh, is it? Okay, he's filming Fisk.
Yeah, it's Fisk.
Fisk, yeah.
Ray Gruber.
Three.
Explains his hair. Yeah. He looks ridiculous at the moment.
Not official TikTok videos. Sorry. Yeah. Like there's people that are stalking.
There's theories.
Sets
and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
He said it on
Mick. He said it on Mick.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
What we do on the producer's podcast is we peel back what we call the beef curtains.
Oh. Yeah.
Troy, are you familiar with that?
I know about the beef curtains. I haven't heard it happen on the producer's pod, though.
But we just like to behind the scenes chat and reveal some questions. And we've had a couple that have come up so often in the last few days that I thought we may as well do it now.
Yeah.
Jed Hobbs, who has the Instagram handle Head Jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. The YouTube. What's happening? Are you still doing them? Since we've come back, there's no YouTube.
We've had a change of plan, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work for Christian when we're doing it, but we've got other...
And people weren't embracing it as much as I hoped they would.
Nah.
It's just an idea. We tried it.
Exactly.
It didn't get
We're going to continue doing YouTube content, whether that's entire breaks or fun games or something from every show.
Little bits and pieces, more curated bits and pieces.
Just not an hour's worth of work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit valet to YouTube, unfortunately, but it'll be up in some sort of form.
Valet for now, but not forever.
Yes.
There you go.
And there are some disappointed people that are...
Are there? There's some passion in the Instas?
There was people that were passionate.
Yeah, but there wasn't enough of them to justify the work that Christian did.
He was making a TV show every day.
Yeah.
On top of his existence.
And he's only one person with two hands.
I still think, like I said, we need to do like a split camera thing. Box cam. Don't edit it. Chuck it up, obviously, with the audio. If Matthew drops an F-bomb, Marty drops an F-bomb.
No, because there was a famous North Vietnamese incident recently, which means that kind of thing couldn't have happened.
That was unfortunate.
That was just a little boo-boo.
Just a hiccup.
It was a little hiccup.
At the end of the day, we're all human.
A little speed bump in the road.
Yeah,
highway of life.
Breakdown in process.
Just a brief breakdown in process.
That's okay. Anyway.
Another thing that is valet is the Front Page podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Which was going up early.
Yeah. Lots of things died over the holidays.
Oh, my God. It's just been an absolute massacre on the digital front.
Are people missing that?
A couple.
Okay.
But
there are some people that listen to that, but it's kind of like.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the solution is? Jump on the listener app. Stream us live.
Yeah, anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Which you can do.
No, you can't. No, you can't stream anywhere in the world.
I don't think the listener app works everywhere in the world.
Are you sure? I thought you just needed to have like
You could have tested
access.
It when you were in South America.
I know, I did.
And?
And it was in Chile. I could see the app working on my phone.
You could see it working on your phone, yeah. But were you using it?
I was
it?
Out of range at the time.
Right.
Okay. But you could access it.
Yeah, you can open an app, but did it... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I didn't actually press play. I didn't think about work at all when I was away. I never do.
Listener outside...
You can't use the listener app outside Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, it's available in New Zealand. That's
but
good.
You can use play.listener.com to consume content overseas.
Oh, okay.
So if you can live stream from that.
Well, yeah, that'd be play.listener.com. Why don't we ever talk about play.listener.com?
Yeah. The mouth folds.
It's so easy to say.
Rolls off the tongue.
Play.listener.com.
As long as you can spell listener, you're fine.
Yeah, I wonder what is listener.com.
Yeah. Is the play.listener really essential in there?
Maybe that's just the way where that's the live stream or something. Let's go listener.com.
Listener.com's fine.
Is it?
Yep. It's
don't go to play.com.
There's Marty.
What's that?
You do.
Is that like hotmail.com but mail? M-A-L-E.
When I was a kid, every time I go to hotmail.com, it was some porno thing.
Yeah, you need to learn how to spell. I pretend.
No, I think it was like .com or a .com.au.
Right.
.com.
Did you ever get pranked? And two of the ones I remember were Meat Spin. Do you remember Meat Spin?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
And Lemon Party.
Yeah. Lemon Party. Was
oh, Lemon Party rings a bell, but anyway. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not going to give you the extension.
Because if you need to.
So interested.
Should I Google it on the work computer?
No. Have a go.
Lemon Party.
It may not still exist. I don't know what it's dot.
No, that would have been 20 years ago, Will.
Oh, a long time ago.
Because it was a lemon party.
No, it was a website. You had to go...
No. This is a political party in Canada. Oh. What is the lemon party?
Lemon party.
.com?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought it was hot lemon pie.
You must
pie
be
or
over the age of 18. It's just a full porn. That's a porn site. Someone's looked up porn on the website.
Someone's just completely taken that handle.
Google images. No, don't.
I'm not going to do that.
So Nathan has sent through a photo that he ran into me. I looked it up. It's .org.
.org. It's always going to be
thinking
.org,
you were bringing up the next Instagram message over there. No, you're just looking.
I was just padding.
Can I look it up, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's very graphic. Hang on. If you're under 18, do not do it.
No.
If you're under 18, what are you doing listening to this?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
Chat room too that just popped
up.
I just got loud environment.
Yes.
You'll screech.
Oh God.
Nathan saw
Who's
me
Nathan?
Gather around.
Nathan,
so thanks,
hello.
Nathan. Good a big
you,
fan Nathan. Of the show. Good
You're
on
being
you,
stopped in public very often.
I feel
in
like Adelaide. It's happened to you a lot recently.
It's happened to me a couple of times.
Yeah. Like when you were at like the gravy boat shop or something?
A lovely lady in Kitchen Warehouse in Preston helped me find a gravy boat, and then just as I was about to pay, she's like, "It's Matthew, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes." How did you know? And she's like, she listens to the morning show, is what she calls it.
Oh, right.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. I always find if people call me Loz in the wild.
Right, you're like, oh, this is a fan.
It's
Matthew's probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a giveaway.
Only show related. And there are a couple of guys that stopped me at the Auburn Hotel as well a couple of weeks ago that wanted to say
How
hello.
How was the Auburn?
It's great.
The old G-Bung?
Yeah, they've redone the outside.
Oh, have they? Because it is just open to a car park. It was very odd.
Yeah, now they've got like a pavilion out the back. It's lovely. Yeah. Little openable roof.
There's some in Adelaide, Tractical. Gather round. Yes. Will, there's a hotel just near here, isn't there? Isn't there like a big hotel?
Is it called the Oval? It's where all the Channel 7 talent stay. I think it's one of the nicer hotels in the city. Yeah.
Do you look out over?
I believe you might.
You can see the Oval, I think, from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did Nathan have anything to say? Any words of wisdom?
I can't
or just a
remember.
Quick hello and a photo
I
and
can't
move
recall.
On?
No, he was a big fan. It was very lovely. Thank you, Nathan.
Had you had a couple of drinks?
No, not at that point.
Not at that point.
That was calm before the storm. That was when we were heading in. Geez, we've been sent so many song parodies.
This is sad because Marty was really excited
for
this.
Save them for tomorrow.
Can you save
them? He can't. I don't think he'll be able to do the podcast tomorrow either.
Are you kidding?
Maybe Monday?
I'm going to have to. I'll hang on to a few. I've got so many.
Could you just give us a couple? And then can we sing them?
Yeah, but I just feel like Marty will be missing out. It'll be so much fun.
And he'll never listen.
Yeah. No, we'll wait. We'll wait. I might bring a few on the socials, some of the PG ones.
Yeah, the PG ones.
Hey Hey, the podcast is still in South Beach, Miami, and he's got more Papi content. So here is something that he could bring back for you. You pick which one of these two fans you would like, Troy.
Troy. I think it's going to have to blow me.
Absolutely the bottom one.
Blow me.
He hasn't even put his glasses on yet. Nick, absolutely the bottom one.
Bottom one.
Blow me. It's a whistle. It's a whistle.
It's a whistle fan. Yeah.
A whistle fan. Top one. What are those leaves? A little
bit of marijuana.
Herb and
it
shrubbery.
Is a little bit of, yeah, I mean, that would just put you to sleep. So you definitely want the bottom. The bottom one might put you to sleep as well.
And the middle one's Poppy.
In the middle one's
Barbie, right where he belongs. We may as well get into it, given Marty's not on the podcast.
Yeah, let's do it. Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here is the full show dump from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
For your Thursday morning, ready to go. The all-new Friday night tonight, Marty.
Very exciting.
I know, isn't it?
Weekend. Maybe you're already thinking, I'm going to WFH tomorrow.
A lot of people will be.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I would. Yeah. Although I think we put a bit of a shove on here for people not to take Fridays or Mondays.
Well, I think it's you can't
one or the
take,
other.
Yeah, you can't take both.
You can't take both.
That's our policy here.
Yeah. That is cheeky, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If you took a Friday and a Monday.
Yeah, I think that's pushing the friendship.
Oh, is it? That's just a long weekend.
Yeah. It is every week.
And if your last meeting's Thursday lunchtime.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Got a client meeting?
Yeah.
Out you go.
Yeah.
You're up in Port Douglas.
A colleague of ours caught out another colleague saying, oh, yeah, and of course I've got next Thursday off. And like, no, you're not off. You're working from home. Like, oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Easy for that to kind of slip into your language.
I do get a bit envious about it, though, because obviously we don't do it. We can't do it. We're all here together in the studio, which I love coming into.
Do you know what? Technology-wise, we could do it.
But it changes the sound of the show.
It hurts the show.
Well, I did it during COVID a bit, and my God, it was the worst.
I did it for months, remember?
Yeah.
At the other mob?
Yeah, I know.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally was sitting in my home study, and I'd have some signage behind me, which I built myself out of a clothes rack, remember?
You did you really? Have to do that.
and then I was like, no, you're right, I didn't have to do that.
No, you chose to do it.
Was that in the pandemic, or did I just choose to work from home?
It was a pandemic, but you were like, finally, this is my chance.
Yeah, right, so at least it was in the pandemic.
Yes, yeah.
And I would walk into the study at 3:58 in the afternoon, and at 6:00 my big joke was I'd come back out to the lounge room and go, Daddy's home! What a day!
Oh, Daddy's working hard.
God, apart from those other two people, I had a fun one.
Top 6 at 6.
Yep.
Good one.
Yep.
Good
one.
Yep. Our very best.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at 1, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's former aide has confirmed she was questioned during an investigation into bullying claims. Remember there was a lot of bullying going on.
Yeah.
Samantha Cohen, she'd been there nearly 20 years. She said, we couldn't find a replacement for me. And when we did, we took them on a tour to Africa with Harry and Meghan to show them the ropes. But they left as well whilst in Africa.
So they quit pretty much.
In Africa.
In Africa.
Well, they've just gone, I'm not working for you guys.
This isn't what I want.
No. In my life?
No.
So even a 20-year veteran couldn't put up with them.
Oh, no, she didn't quit.
No. Well, she did.
She had quit,
I don't think it's particularly well paid either, is it? You do it for the love of it, for the royals.
Oh, I think you staff.
Yeah, but
don't
I don't
you
think
get, like, free accommodation and all that kind of stuff? And I don't know.
I don't think it's a huge lucrative deal, though. It's a
government job.
But you get to hang out with Harry.
Oh, right. Mate.
And Megan. Amazing.
And Megan. Coming at 2, the ANZ Bank will stop its customers from being able to order a new chequebook in just 8 weeks. Cheques are still going to be accepted until 2030, but the ANZ said nah.
Mm. When was the last time you wrote a cheque? Oh, years. God.
My grandparents were writing cheques up until they went to a nursing home. I think it's a very old
thing.
Paying bills.
Yeah, that's what you grew up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable, that's right.
Yeah. I remember trying to get a bond to
rent.
Oh,
my God.
You had to get a bond check.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the only checks I've experienced in my entire life, I reckon.
I think my mum still goes to the bank once a week and writes pay cash and gets money out of the actual, from the bank, from the building, not the ATM.
Yeah, I know a bloke that does that.
The same
you
thing.
Know him too. I'll tell you who it is.
Oh, coming in.
Horizontal.
It's a tease for the song. Coming in at three, Australia has reached a new immigration milestone with more than 100,000 foreigners arriving in just 1 month for the first time ever.
Wow.
The total is eight times the number of new homes approved.
Well, this is the problem.
Jesus.
Where are we all going to live?
Mate, where are we all living? Where are we all going to live?
Mm.
This is why the whole, and I mean, I don't want to do a stop the boats chat,
no.
But this is why the 10,000, 12,000 people a year that were coming in on boats, illegally, admittedly, is dwarfed by the immigration number.
Oh, yeah, 100,000 in the last month.
I mean.
Huge. Big numbers.
What are we doing?
Mm.
Did we get our 90? Remember our target of 90,000
tradies
yeah. in 3 months?
No,
are we on
nowhere
track?
Near that.
Oh, that's a shame because that would have helped with some of the housing.
Maybe we can get some tradies from overseas. Yeah,
there's 100,000.
Surely in that 100,000, there's a couple of sparkies.
There must be a carpenter.
There'd have to be a carpenter in there. Surely. Surely,
month.
God, they can't all be home cooks. Coming in at four. Well, they can't all be looking for a wife. Barbers. A team of 100 people's working 7 days a week to track the source of asbestos contamination in Melbourne parks after two more in the Altona area were confirmed to have the material.
Oh, this is no good.
No, this is no good at all. Yeah. We don't want to end up having to close all the parks because someone's used asbestos around all the trees.
No.
Which I think was what was happening in Sydney.
Yeah, I missed this. Is this happening in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did this pop up?
Yeah, this
literally
was the first
yesterday.
I'd heard of it.
Mm. Altona.
Jeez. No good.
There's already... Well, there's
you
a
said
lot...
it. Not me.
No good.
I didn't say it.
Not a good situation. Love Altona.
Oh, does.
I'm Cherry Lake Reserve.
Oh,
it's
my
great,
God.
It's beautiful.
There used to be a great golf course. It's probably still there. I used to play the Altona golf course. Just in the shadow of the stacks pummeling out SO2. Between that and the asbestos. No wonder you could get in there for so many years.
Hard to now.
Oh, yeah. Very hard. Well, mainly because of the road work.
Which is getting to the end of it.
Coming in at five in May, more than 4.5 million Victorians who are fully licensed drivers, motorcyclists or heavy vehicle operators will be the first eligible to download digital driver's licences as part of the statewide launch. Now I don't need a wallet at all.
Yeah, honestly. Great.
15 seconds.
The only reason I have a wallet is to put my driver's licence in it.
We're so behind.
Russell Crowe shocked fans during an appearance on The One Show on this week when he debuted a clean shaven look. Viewers were confused about who the guest was with some mistake. John Goodman.
Top six assists.
Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a three-way. Superdry's new season puffers have just launched and there's nothing more iconic. Go check them out at superdry.com.au. You can shop in-store or online at superdry.com.au to get your new Forever jacket. Organise one today, Marty. Mm.
They are brilliant.
They look warm.
They do. They look amazing.
It's a really cool brand, Superdry.
It's great. I love Superdry.
Superdry.
Yeah.
There's the Fuji padded jacket there, the Fuji hooded mid-length.
Yeah.
That looks like... That's splitting the difference between the
long,
and the standard.
See, I think, I'm going to go either the short or the long, though. The mid would look silly on me.
Yeah. You
commit to the long.
And what's the correct word for short people?
Little person.
Little person. You would look like a little person.
Yeah.
Max is back, Marty. He's a carryover loser. Hello, Max.
Good morning, Max. Team. How are we?
Good, Max. How you going, mate?
Oh, hopefully it's party time today.
Yeah,
I've got a good feeling about you, Max.
Day two, second chance.
Yeah, Thursday's the all-new Friday, mate. You doing anything tonight?
Nah, probably not.
Nah, yeah.
Why not?
I work early tomorrow?
Probably a couple of stubbies. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's all right on Thursday.
That's good.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Two beers. No problems. Whatever went wrong after two beers?
Nothing for me.
Nothing.
Not for me. Except
probably another six after that.
Yeah, good call, Max.
Yeah.
I'll wait for that.
Wrong, yeah.
Kendall's in Langwarrin. Hello, Kendall.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
My first time.
Well, good on you, Kendall. what do you do for a living, Kendall?
Oh, I'm a teacher.
Oh, no.
PE teacher?
Oh, my gosh, yes, but...
The worst kind, Kendall.
Why do you have a call?
So bad that I don't even teach PE anymore.
What do you do?
I teach the new version of VCAL, which is like an applied learning.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Is it? Do you wear a tracksuit to work, Kendall?
No, I can't anymore because I don't have good reason.
Yeah. How annoying.
That's annoying.
It must have been great when you just got up every morning and put the school tracksuit on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. It was so good. Except being teenagers, they used to judge me on whether my socks were one brand and my pants were another.
Shoes are cool enough.
Yeah, it is hard work.
That's it. Yep.
Ah.
Judgy.
Rock a super dry, you'd be very popular.
Oh, God. Hugely popular.
Perfect for yard duty.
What school are you at, Kendall?
I'm at a school out in Frankston. It's a Catholic.
Awful. Catholics in Frankston, the worst kind.
Catholics or the worst Frankston?
All of it. Catholics in Frankston.
Well, you're playing... what, come and visit. Our students would love to hear from you, Marty.
No way, mate. Get down there with the Catholics.
We can't get him
we'll
to lunch.
Make your here we go.
I was a Catholic schoolboy, Kendall.
Yeah, same.
I know what goes on at these Catholic institutions.
Brings back all sorts of memories.
Sure does, of the brothers. I was a missionary of the Sacred Heart student.
We had brothers and fathers.
We had one bad bloke.
Oh, really?
One very bad bloke.
What was his name?
Nice one, Kendall. Actually, you can't defame the dead.
Oh.
Yeah, but we
don't. I mean, speak to Bruce. I mean, it's true. It's not defamation, is it?
Wow, no. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You
still there, Max?
Yeah. Max? You're playing for a $200 Super Drive voucher here this morning, guys.
You a Catholic, Max?
No, I'm not.
Any type of religion?
Nah, not really, to be honest.
That's good. Here we go. Question one. Name's your buzzer. Tell me what those three things have in common. Best of three, first of two. Question one, curveball sent in by Heath on the Insta. Here we go. Will Byers, Steve Harrington, Jim
Max.
Hopper.
Max.
Stranger Things character.
Yeah. Yeah.
When is Stranger Things back?
Oh, not for ages.
I think
it was affected by
next year.
Next year.
No, I think it's affected by the writer's strike.
Filming it.
Oh. I think 2025,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're currently filming.
I can't wait. I loved it.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're going to be old, those kids.
That's what I mean.
Totally.
I saw one of them in a movie the other day, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
In Damsel.
Yeah.
Damsel.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. And Steve, the character Steve, Joe, whatever his name is, has a song out. He's also in a band.
Oh. Yeah. Which one was Steve?
He's the hot one.
The hot one.
Worked at the ice cream shop with the big hair.
Yeah, he's great. I love that guy. Yeah. So he's a singer, is he?
Yeah, he's in a band.
Oh, like Rusty.
Like Russell Crowe. If you haven't had a chance to jump on YouTube and see Russell's whole performance at the Crocoseum, grab yourself a six-pack, get a couple of the boys over and do yourself a favour.
And that was recently, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Last year.
Recently enough for it to be...
to be there.
Quite shocking.
This is for the win.
This is for the win, Max.
You got it right.
Hopefully it's party time.
I told you I had a good feeling about you, Max. Here we go. Saturday night, choir girl.
Kendall. Cold Chisel song.
Yes.
Kendall. Tie break time.
She won't take
My
it lying down.
My mum will be so proud.
Good.
Well done.
Max versus Kendall. Question three.
The win.
For the win. God, we haven't had... I mean, you couldn't script it.
I know.
On the all-new Friday.
I know.
Are
good.
You kidding me?
First week back after break.
I can't tell you how excited I am.
I can tell.
And I'm nervous.
Same.
That's never happened.
The sheet is shaking.
The sheet is shaking.
You're quivering.
And they were last night, too.
Boom.
Thanks, Kendall.
Kendall loved it.
And I was alone. Oh, go on, settle down. Max v. Kendall, the decider. Canine, incisor.
Kendall. They are types of teeth.
Yes!
Kendall. Got it this morning. Max, last chance tomorrow. Do you want to come back?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah, man.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
April the 18th today, Marty.
Number one song in Australia, 2006.
Forever Forever Young
youth group.
Youth group, which was a remake. I think the original was in the early 80s.
And this was used in the OC when Marissa died.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Beautiful
youth,
song.
A youth group still making music? I met that dude years and years ago.
Youth group. Jeez, I'm only familiar with this.
It would have been 2006.
An Australian rock band.
Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Newtown,
that.
New South Wales.
Yep.
Toby Martin is the dude I chatted with many years ago. When Fee and I released an album of songs. These guys came in and did one of those.
Well, silly, this song's nearly 20 years old.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh. The original.
Yeah. Original's 84, I think. Yeah.
That's why I know Fee Fee Box's real age.
She says every day.
Whatever she says, add 9 years
no,
to it.
No,
roughly. I'm joking, Fee.
We love you, Fee.
Don't send the lawyers again. 1930 on this day, the BBC reports that there is no news in their evening news report.
No news?
They gave up.
Go and find some.
Sometimes I wish the newsroom would give up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No doubt
about. Oh, God, this is a good song. Yeah.
I guess they wouldn't have had on the street sort of reporters Christine Ahern style back then in 1930.
We should play this.
It's a great song.
Why don't we?
I'm sure we would have played this over the years.
This gets a run.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, it is a great song. Read about it. That is classic Oils. 1949, the Republic of Ireland withdraws from the British Commonwealth.
Diddly-dee, potatoes!
There you go, you Irish.
I love Irish people.
Oh, I love redheads.
Oh, my gosh. I love the accent. I love the men.
A redhead with green eyes in an emerald dress. I'll do whatever you need.
Unless it's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Unless it's Ed Sheeran. Or Eddie Izzard.
Maybe you should put on your list of places to go, Loz.
I really want to.
Yeah.
Diddly-dee, potatoes.
Oh, everyone who's ever been to Ireland has come back and said it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's ever come back and gone, don't bother with Ireland.
No. Mm.
1975, John Lennon gives what becomes his final public performance at a gala salute to British media mogul Lou Grade at the Grand Ballroom of the Hilton Hotel in New York City.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Troy and I did a deep dive into Lou Grade.
Yeah, Lou's a sir.
He's a very successful man.
Yeah.
It was just interesting that John Lennon would bother to do a gig like that.
Yeah.
No help.
But he was a talent manager.
Yes.
He was an entrepreneur.
Ukrainian background.
You born in the Ukraine. Media mogul. Yeah. Interesting man.
I'd never heard his name until this morning.
Neither had I. No. And I look forward to finding a little bit more out about
that. Well, before that, his final, it says when I Google it, that his final performance was 1974 with Elton John on stage at Madison Square Garden.
What becomes his final performance at a gala salute to British media mogul Lou Grade? I'm only reading what's
in front. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that...
No. It's this one. 1994, Disney's stage adaptation of Beauty and the Beast opens.
Won't speak anymore, then.
At the Palace Theatre in New York City.
But you love Beauty and the Beast.
You love Beauty
and the Beast.
Don't not speak now. This is your favourite bit.
It is. And I went to this performance.
Who did you see?
Keegan and I both saw Hugh Jackman as Gaston in 1994. It's the first musical I ever went to.
In New York?
No. In Melbourne.
Oh, you must have been young.
This version.
I've been in the Beauty and the Beast ride at Disneyland, and it is
amazing.
I can't explain it.
Is it good?
Unbelievable.
In Tokyo?
You sit in giant teacups.
Oh, really?
And off you go. And the teacups somehow move as if you're waltzing through all the different rooms.
Oh, my God, don't. That makes me...
Oh, you would love it.
I would.
And it was only a four-hour line to go on it. So we did well.
You didn't get the fast pass?
You can't get fast passes.
What?
In Tokyo.
You can't just pay your way to the front?
No, I try.
You would have been livid.
I sent a couple of little Japanese kids up there with some money to see if I could get a hurry up. No.
No.
I was livid. 1994, cricketer Brian Lara hits 375 runs in a day for the West Indies.
We are the West Indies, every bat and ball. When it comes to the game of cricket, live the passion.
Good song.
Beat Gary Sober's world record, previous world record. 375 runs on day one.
And then I think I'm reading here that Haydos hit 380 in one day.
In a day? That was against Zimbabwe, I think.
Yeah, 0-3 against Zimbabwe. Is that in Perth? I love it.
Remember when we realised what this song was about?
Yeah.
Don't you walk through my words, show me some respect.
Yeah, that's right. Look at the lyrics.
It's far more menacing.
It is.
Yeah.
It seems like such a fun little marijuana song.
Until you really listen.
Which is, yeah. He said, I'll give you $1. Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Mm-mm.
2017, Cristiano Ronaldo becomes the first player to score 100 goals in the Champions League with a hat-trick versus Bayern Munich.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
Now in Riyadh, isn't he? Isn't he playing for Saudi Arabia?
Yes, playing for Saudi Arabia.
But he's a fair age now, isn't he? Like,
nearly 40.
40. There's a couple of classic Champions League games happening as we speak.
Is there?
Yeah. Dying moments. I won't spoil them.
Okay, all right. Conan O'Brien is turning 61 today. Max Weinberg was his drummer from the E Street Band. Albert Einstein died on this day in 1955.
April the 18th. What's on the back? Right now, the latest sporting news, the wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. The footy tonight. St Kilda taking on the Dogs at Marvel 2. Very interesting team, poised in a very interesting manner. Yeah. The Thursday rub, Jack Heverin, Kate McCarthy, Isaac Smith and Jay Clark on Triple M Footy.
Isaac Smith just dominated.
And Nathan Brown will then join the call for
Nathan
the
Brown
coverage.
Brilliant.
Rory
did
Love.
Nathan Brown have a fist fight too?
Yeah, he did. He took on Kane. Right.
Oh, yeah. And he beat him.
And he beat Kane, yeah.
Speaking of calls, you're doing a call this weekend, Will.
On Saturday night,
heading up
to Brisbane. Flying up to Brisbane.
To the Gabba.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, keep yourself tidy.
Yeah. I'll keep myself
I mean,
tidy
after
as possible.
The game, get out, see a few course. Of the old mates.
Yeah, I'm interested what the weather is like up in Brisbane.
Probably I'll find out.
I'll come back. Out very easily.
You've got a phone there with all the weather in the world on it.
So do you want me to do a run out?
I mean, how do we do it if you need to?
We want us to find out while you talk.
Yes, thank you.
Where are you going to Brisbane?
Yes. Rory Lobb, Riley Garcia, and James Harms come in for the Dogs. Sensationally, Caleb Daniel once again has been left out of that side by Luke Beveridge.
So. Well, is he finally not past the height limit to ride?
Possibly. Could be a new rule in 24.
Raining this weekend.
Is it?
Shower 2, 26, 24 for summer.
Oh, it's 26. Still, it's balmy.
Yeah, it's like 23.
It's shorts weather.
Showers up there come and go. They just kind of roll in and then they're gone.
Well, that's it.
It looks pretty consistent.
City by the sea.
Yeah. Jamari Ugle-Hagan will miss out tonight for personal reasons, as will Tom Liberatore from his concussion protocol.
What are the personal reasons? Do we know?
No, we don't know. Oscar Baker has been omitted. For the Saints, Zach Jones comes back into that side, and Max King will miss with a knee. So probably the two best forwards, respectively, for either side will not be playing tonight in Ugle-Hagan and King. Very interesting clash. Both of these teams desperate for a win.
Saints will win it, won't they?
I'm leaning towards the Saints. Doggies just look a bit out of sorts at the moment. Yeah. A lot of top
the vultures
talent.
Are circling, and we know they who are. For.
Yeah, absolutely. Fallout from Charlie Cameron's suspension reversal at the tribunal yesterday as well. So Jay Clark reported that clubs are pressuring the AFL to remove this good character clause that was employed by Brisbane in the tribunal to get Cameron off that week.
I think universally, as soon as anyone heard it, it's like, what? How does anything that you do off the field?
It should be completely separate.
It's just an on-field issue and should be treated as such. And I still think he should have got a week.
Yeah. Whether the decision was made by the MRO or not, I don't think it was reversible. I find the reversing of it staggering. But yeah, I think it was a one-weeker, to be honest. It was just pretty garden variety.
It was a garden variety 1 week.
Yeah.
That got filtered down to what?
Just a fine.
A fine of how much? Like two grand or something?
Yeah, something like that.
And then basically because he's done a bit of indigenous work and he's had a clean record, which then as you scratch the surface, he's actually had five fines.
Five fines, and they were all pretty ordinary.
And some
incidents.
Of them were similar incidents. Yeah. So I don't... Look, this the tribunal... Is it still old mate from Collingwood who's...
Yeah, Michael Christian.
Well, is it time?
Yeah. But in his defence, he gave it a week. It was then the tribunal that reversed it.
Mm. So, the whole system.
Yeah, the system, there's been a lot of calls for overhaul, and I think it might be time.
And what's so wonderful about my passion is that I have no solution. So yeah. Let's keep moving.
It's fun.
Because every week we get to go, the system.
The system, they got to change it.
Is it time for an old mate to go? I don't understand any of it.
In the National Rugby League tonight, we have the Roosters taking on the Storm at Allianz. So our Storm are playing second. They are 2-0 since the bye with two-point thrillers in those two games.
And that's the Roosters tonight at Amy Park.
Yep, the Roosters on the cusp of the eight. So a very big game for the Storm. Pappenhausen in wonderful form. Four tries.
On fire. Munster's back.
Yep, four tries from his last five games. Pappy.
The winger is just slaying it.
Oates. Yep.
Oates.
Xavier Coates.
Xavier Coates. He's. Did you see his little weird kick ahead?
Yeah.
Off his shin? I mean, that takes some skill.
Yeah. He's a very good player, Coates. And in Olympics news, yesterday marked the 100 days until the Paris Olympics. Yeah. That's July 26th for the opening ceremony. Very exciting. We love the Olympics.
I can't wait for the... Time zone-wise, it's not great for us.
We're worried about the time zone.
It's all overnight.
It's late night.
Yeah. Nighttime is typically when swimming finals are swum. And I'm worried that's going to be between 1 to 4 a.m.
Yeah, because they're about
the time.
eight or nine hours behind
us. I love the live vision switching between events.
Yes.
When you get the sort of 9 a.m. packaged up, here's what happened overnight, it's all a bit clinical. Mm. Yeah. I love it when they go, and now we're heading out to the weightlifting.
Yes. And over to the gymnastics.
It's great.
So much more fun.
Yeah, the big, the screens of nine where you can see the break dancing, which is making its debut this year's Olympics, which I'm looking forward to.
Break dancing?
Yeah.
No one told pop it and lock it. Mr. Nacho, I could have gone in
it. You
could have.
I still got a cardboard rat mat out in the garage.
100 days to go, Marty. There's still time.
Still got my stack hat.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Spin it, DJ.
10 grand on the line here. Hopefully Paul in Preston can take it off us, Marty.
Hello, Paul. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you, Paul. Where are you from?
I'm from Preston.
He's from Preston.
It just sounded like you might be a New Zealander.
Oh, come on, mate. That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, fair call, mate.
No, there's no way.
We know how you feel about foreigners.
I know. Oh, thank you, Paul. It's just initially I thought I detected. I thought I could have given New Zealand a 10 grand.
Yes, you can.
I'd have to, terms and conditions wise, but I wouldn't be happy about it.
No, we pay all that tax in New Zealand.
Oh, my God. It's not like New Zealand hasn't done well out of us.
That's true.
All of the ladies they date, the jobs they take. Can't get anything moved in Australia without the New Zealanders.
I'm going to leave it alone.
You
can't say New Zealanders are removalists anymore. The world's gone mad.
I know, Marty.
What do you do for a living, Paul?
Mate, I'm a builder.
Nice.
Very good.
Now, a builder is exactly as the word suggests.
I would hope so, yeah.
They're a tough time for builders at the moment, Paul.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be ringing you guys if it was great.
So what do you build?
Oh, we do a lot of sort of like renos, new builds, extensions, all that sort of stuff. Bathrooms, kitchens, laundries. It's a standard run-of-the-mill.
But it must be rewarding, Paul, to walk away from a good job and go, yeah, that was a really good build.
It is, and I just said that to a customer the other day. Like, when I leave, you have to look at it for the next 20 years. So
that's right. Feel good about it.
Yeah.
Good building is a real
skill.
It's an art.
It sure is.
It is. Framing. Yeah.
It's tough to get tradies, though, Paul, right?
I don't know.
Absolutely terrible.
Is it? Well, how are we getting 90,000 tradies in the next 3 months, Paul?
Well, I can tell you, when all the infrastructure projects finish, we might get about 150,000 of them back.
Oh, right. That's where a lot of them tied up.
Would you reckon?
Projects, the big bill.
Maybe they might finish that tunnel at some point and free some of them up.
Maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, by then we'll be living in space, I reckon.
Yeah, space. Absolutely. Absolutely, Paul. It's astounding.
Yeah.
It is. It is. It's astonishing. I'm sort of just sitting here thinking, I can't believe I got through.
We're just chatting.
Paul,
it's as if we were having a schooner. And I wish I was.
Talk all day, but...
Well, you've got better things to do, mate. I'll... Who's your favourite band?
Look, I'm going to go with, there's several, but for the sake of the conversation, I'm going to say Crowded Out.
They'd be in my top 10 band.
They're easy in my top 10.
What a band.
Great band.
Yeah.
We were just chatting, actually, when we were listening to...
Fleetwood Mac
earlier about the guitarist that was punted from the band. And he had to be, he said, I'm so good I had to be replaced by two guitarists because I had to get Finn in and the other bloke. Just, you know, I did not know a single person's name in that story.
You struggled for pop
and I still got there.
Got there. Got there.
I mean, just.
Buckingham. Lindsay Buckingham was replaced. By Mike Campbell and Neil Finn.
Yeah. Mm. Took two blokes to cover him. Oh, I got a million of them. Stick around, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wants to play?
Let's win your team, round, Paul.
Here's Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Marty. All right, ready for song number one, title and artist. Paul is what we're looking for.
Let's go for it, Troy.
Here we go, mate.
Yes, Paul, you know
iconic.
It. You know it.
It's Bowie, David Bowie, China Girl.
And you know what?
What?
Every time I listen, I'm thinking, you idiot, that's such an easy song.
I know.
People are going to be thinking that about you.
Yeah, I know. Not just for that, trust me.
All right, lovely to chat with you, mate.
He took up some of our time.
He sure did. How was this bloody story about Fleetwood Mac?
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Sally Capp still to come this morning, Marty.
Oh, yes. Sally will be making her way in, no doubt tuned in to see what sort of people we are.
We've had her in once before.
It was
a year or so ago.
It's easy to forget.
Yeah, and she's wrapping up being the more bear.
She meets a lot of people. She's done a wonderful job.
Yeah.
It was a 6-year job, wasn't it?
6 years. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Standing down in June, apparently.
Well, it'll be interesting to ask Sally who's been the longest serving Lord Mayor of Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
And how many terms are you allowed to do?
Yeah.
And who would she like to see as her successor?
She was born in Papua New Guinea.
Was she?
Yeah. Huh.
Huh. There you go.
I bet her father was a travelling diplomat.
Yeah.
Or a miner.
Or a miner.
Yeah. She might have been born on Bougainville Island. There's a lot of
work. Oh, take
work.
It easy. She's not a bogan, mate.
The Lord me talking about.
That's actually the name of a
woman
place.
Of style.
In Papua New Guinea.
Apart from the Collingwood angle. Best late night snack to help you poop. Have a think about that, Sally, on the drive-in.
We'll ask you. 133-53, what helps you poop?
What helps you poop? I saw this and thought, this is interesting.
It is.
Certain people know how to trigger a good poop.
Yeah.
Metamucil?
Oh, Metamucil, mate. It is a godsend.
But that doesn't necessarily help it happen, does it? It
just
helps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it keeps you regular and keeps things on track.
That's the whole thing. It keeps you regular.
But it keeps it together.
Well, all of that. It does all.
It's fiber.
It's magical.
But
it's fiber.
Some people will have a coffee and just, it.
Or milk.
Yeah.
Or
if you're having milk and pooping,
pasta carbonara.
Yeah, then you're lactose intolerant.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Still.
I mean, it's like you and gluten.
Yes.
Spitay bam bam.
It's not always like that.
It's not always like that?
No, it just hurts.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Prunes.
Oh, yeah. Dried apricots.
You had a sensational incident with the dried apricots.
In a car.
Don't eat 500 grams worth of them.
No.
It does seem
I don't think
driving.
I ever would.
No, I know.
Well, you were hungry.
I was very hungry.
Were those seats leather?
Leatherette.
Awful. I don't even know why you were in that car.
It was a Black Thunder.
It was a Brown Thunder. A dietitian has revealed the number one late night snack to help you poop.
Nah.
About 16% of adults struggle with constipation. Jeez, that's a lot.
Yeah,
it's
too many.
And how long? What's classed as constipation? How long do you have to go?
Well, you have two or three days. Would it be?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, is there an actual definition of constipation?
Maybe when you're just like, oh God, I've got to, but you just can't.
Yeah. Mm. For adults over 60, the percentage jumps to 33%. Well, they've got to get on Metamucil.
Yeah, they need some fab.
You'd never be constipated with Metamucil.
No, you won't.
Fewer than three a week is the definition.
Fewer than three a week.
So that's, what, less than one every 2 days. So
that would be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. I've doubled down many a day. I might have even hit a triple.
Triple-double.
Playing for the Bulls at the time.
Didn't you have an incident in here this week?
I did.
Did my first work poo.
It's only my second poo at work ever, I reckon.
Yeah.
Here's the Bristol stool chart.
Yeah, when I was in Bali with our friends Ed and Georgie, we were comparing...
Stool charts?
We were just given... We'd come out and just give a number.
Oh, yeah, that happens when you travel with people for some reason.
I told you about my friends who had the poo log in their toilet. So if you were using their toilet, you could flick through and anyone that went in there would write in the poo log and there'd be like tradies. It was a rating of the poo that you'd done.
Oh, my God.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Like, it was very funny.
You want threes. You want top threes.
Are threes what you're looking for? The sort of corn dog look?
Looks like a rocky ledge.
Looks like a polywobble.
Best late night snack to help you poop.
That's what we're talking this morning, Marty. We're only doing it as a PSA.
It's unfortunate that the Lord Mayor has just arrived and she's now going to hear all of these.
Sally knows how important it is to be regular.
Yes, Sally Cat will be here after
looking
this.
Looking stunning as always.
Yeah.
Prunes,
yes.
Apples, apparently.
Ah.
Flaxseed.
Yep, flaxseed's very good.
I would imagine water too, being well hydrated is very handy.
Beans, I think we all know about.
Yeah.
Artichokes.
Artichoke,
the one on here is chickpeas, like roasted chickpeas.
Oh, yeah. Roasted chickpeas. I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Nah.
Okay.
Metamucil's the answer.
It doesn't work. Daniel in Beveridge.
Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Martin, how are you?
I'm wonderful, mate. What helps you poop?
I've got a morning ritual that I do every day. So I'll drink a nice coffee on the way to work in the car.
Yeah.
And it kind of turns into an extreme sport. I've got to make it to the office before all hell breaks loose.
Good man.
God.
Hell breaks loose.
And it does seem as though you're like everyone here in sales that has to make it to the office so they can do a poo.
If there's a traffic jam, I'm
in trouble.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that before you leave the house?
Keep life interesting,
Loza. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Live on 10 a.m. in here. It's like the woodwinds are warming up.
I mean, honestly, it's peak hour.
But it is. You're right.
Oh.
It's like the orchestra pits. It's like just it's like just before Les Mis start.
Oh, the others.
Michelle in Altona morning. What helps you?
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle, how you going?
Good, thanks. First time, long time.
Good on you, Michelle.
Yay. Blueberries. Does it every time.
Blueberries.
Blueberries. I was told when I had my daughter when she was a toddler to give her blueberries, and it worked every time for her, so I thought, you know, why not me?
Yeah, it does work for me.
Yeah,
and it's working for you.
It's working for me.
Oh, well done, Michelle.
Sure, instead of
clapping, did you play a fart too?
Yeah, I did.
Really threw me.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't even hear it. I thought it was me, and I wasn't going to say anything about it.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, we have a special guest in the studio with us. It's the Lord Mayor, Sally Cow. Yeah, welcome, Sally.
I'm cheering myself. What a great way to start the day.
So you should. Congratulations, Sally. What a tenure you've had. So much change, so much going on for you. I mean, through a pandemic. When did you start in the job?
I started in 2018 and came into sort of tumultuous things happening inside Town Hall.
Yes.
Thought that was going to be my biggest challenge.
Was that on the back of the previous mayor who'd had what we would describe as some complications?
Yes. Your words.
You stop talking. I'll talk for a bit. You relax. So then you come in there. And then, of course, the pandemic begins for you, what, 12 months into the tenure.
Well, look, the first big drama that happened was that terrorist incident on Bourke Street.
Oh, that was awful.
And legendary Sisto Malaspina died. And, you know, some of these things get imprinted and burned into your brain. That time certainly is for me. And it's one of the reasons why I reached out to the Mayor of Waverley earlier this week following the incident, of course, in Sydney, because I just remember the trauma and the trauma in community, both those directly affected and the way it sort of rippled out. And they're certainly experiencing that up there at the moment, which is terrible. So we had that and I thought, okay, well, we've got through that and we've managed that, and then the pandemic hit, and it's been the biggest disruption, not just in our city, of course, cities around the world, but the biggest disruption to our city. And all of us have memories from that time. For me, standing in the middle of Swanston Street, which is one of the busiest public transport routes, of course, it's a big public thoroughfare. It's really the centre of our city, and for it to be at a standstill
It was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
I remember seeing the city like that too, where you could have fired a cannon up Bourke Street. It was just so strange.
It was surreal. It was like one of those zombie movies.
Yeah. Nothing parked, which of course, as you know, you can't park in the CBD anymore. You took all our parking
away. You could ride your bike though.
Oh, yeah. You could ride your bike.
Get on your bike, Marty.
You see Marty on a bike?
You've done well.
Sounds
with
like
the
I don't want to.
You've done well with the bike lanes, I must say. Exhibition Street feels
I
like
raised it. Are we talking about poo this morning?
Yes, we were. Any tips? The catering at Town Hall. So we're chatting to you because of a couple of reasons, run the tans on, but also you're ending your tenure as Lord Mayor in about 10 weeks' time. And that'll bring to an end 6 years of service. Looking to the next six, as I read through the notes, you just weren't prepared to fully commit that amount of energy and effort into what is a very stressful and, you know, all-consuming job.
Yeah, I think a lot of people talk about the election and do you want to recontest the election, and I'm as competitive as the next person. So for me it was really the 4 years and the commitment, as you said, to the city for that 4 years. I'm so passionate. I'll remain a passionate Melburnian. But I've spent all of my 50s so far at Town Hall and I absolutely love this role. And I thought a good time to go is when I still love it.
Yeah.
And when I've still got lots in the tank for another role to take all the things that I've learnt and experienced into something new. So it was, does it sound quite a philosophical thought process on in my brain? But
I do remember when I looked at your work history the last time we chatted that you have moved through some pretty high profile jobs, not short term roles, but you've been quite happy in your career to keep moving forward.
I'm a millennial before my time, let's face it.
Well, you're a Gen Xer, and we sort of did learn off the younger generation that moving through jobs is actually really appropriate. And as you say, if you're in a good spot with a job, it's a good time to leave.
It is. And it's good for, I think, individuals to move for our own development, but it's also good for organisations to have change. And I really believe I've made my contribution and it's time for somebody new to come in and make their contribution. So, look, I walk away with literally no regrets because it's been so full on and so fantastic.
Lovely to chat with Sally. Always lovely to see you. Congratulations on a wonderful tenure, which is coming to an end. But you have been wonderful for the city through some very challenging times. I mean, we've had a little stoush off air about the bike lanes.
It's been a full-on conversation.
I wouldn't call it a stoush. Robust chat.
A couple of no standing zones wouldn't have hurt for the couriers.
You should run for Lord Mayor.
Well, I was going to mention to you, Darren Hinch has pulled out and he's citing the cost of running for the Lord Mayor role. I didn't know there was a cost. I assume there's like, you know, posters and whatnot, but what's the cost?
Those posters are pretty expensive. look, it really is all around your campaign. So there are no significant costs to register to be a candidate. So there are no barriers in that way. But as soon as you want to do mail outs through Australia Post, for example, those are very expensive. Putting up posters, printing leaflets, holding events, all those sorts of things cost money. So you do need to do some fundraising.
Yeah. Eddie Maguire, Neil Mitchell and Martin Pakula have all hosed down rumours of a tilt at the role.
Oh, I thought they might be tilting for your role.
Well, I tilted Eddie out of this job. Just jugging Eddie if you're listening. It's interesting, isn't it? Because there was a lot of talk around Eddie Maguire and Eddie's brother as well.
Okay. Well, Frank's been an amazing member of Victorian Parliament and Ed, of course, is an unofficial, you know, leader of Melbourne, Victoria, exactly, and does a great job at all of that. And I think people that are really proactive and are always coming up with ideas and get involved in discussions, whether they're a Lord Mayor or they're the Premier, you know, you can have all sorts of ways in which you can get involved, I guess is what I'm saying. So the more active you are, I think the more you're seen as a leader, whatever your title is, and we need plenty of those. It's been an amazing rebound from COVID and we're seeing more and more people in the city. We had some great data out yesterday showing that the commuter foot traffic in the city last week was at 98% of pre-COVID levels. So
a lot of that would be the Comedy Festival, I'd imagine.
Comedy Festival doing an absolutely sensational job bringing people in. But there's still lots to do and there are still lots of businesses particularly in hardship and, of course, all the other things going on in community. So that ongoing leadership is needed.
Well, chatting off air, we were just saying in the late 80s, there were 685 people registered as residents in the CBD.
Yeah.
685.
No one lived in the CBD.
No. That number is now 50,000.
In the HODL grid. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you're one of them.
Well, at various times I'm one of them. it's a really interesting study in the growth of CBDs, and I bet that's reflected around the world as people come back into CBDs because life is so manageable.
Mm. Well, it's, I think, better than manageable. It's so vibrant and absolutely fantastic to have access in Melbourne. That's the other thing. You know, we've got from the NGV to the MCG in terms of culture and sport. All of our big festivals and events happen in the city. Of course, the best of education opportunities and work opportunities, all those health services, everything you could possibly need. In fact, in international forums, Melbourne is often referred to as the original 15-minute city, which is what everybody really aspires to, that you can walk or ride a bike or jump on a tram and within 15 minutes you're able to access everything that you want and need in your life, and Melbourne really represents that.
What's the median age of the CBD?
It's a really good question.
It'd be around my age, wouldn't it? I mean, you remove the student population.
Well, you can't remove the student population.
Yes, you can.
In the city. We're one of the youngest municipalities in Australia.
Okay.
And that's reflected in lots of different ways, but our average age is about 26.
Mm. Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I thought it would be older because I feel like it's boomers selling in Camberwell getting a three-bedroom flat because they're sick of mowing the lawn.
It's really growing. Yeah. And we're called a NORC.
What's that?
It's called a naturally occurring retirement community where people are choosing to come together at that age.
Yeah.
I'm an over 55.
Yeah. Oh, you are not. Stop
and,
it.
And I do go on. But we're a NORC and we're proud to be a NORC in Melbourne. I think people wanting to come and live and choosing to come and live in Melbourne in later stages of their life.
Absolutely.
I mean, not looking at you for any reason.
No. Please don't be fooled by my hair either. This is not my normal look. Let's talk about Running the Tan. That's why you're here.
Yes.
There's a lot of, we all know this event, and there's a lot of celebrities running this year. Where does the money go? Mental health. Mm-hmm. Sunday, 21st of April.
This Sunday.
It's this Sunday. Yeah. It's celebrities. It's elite athletes as well. Yeah. So it's a real thrill to be able to watch them race around that 3.8 kilometres at a pace that I could only ever dream
astounding.
Of.
Yeah. And you see the times when there's that board with the times on it. Yeah. It's just crazy what people can run that 3.8 in.
It is Husey amazing. Does it most years.
Husey's doing it this year.
Yeah,
he's quite quick.
He is.
He's actually a good runner.
He is.
Yeah. So if you want to see something amazing,
yeah, he's running from school, alcohol
lot
and meat.
A lot of school kids. A lot of school kids come. They have teams, and of course, members of the public as well. I know it says run the town. I'm a walker.
Good.
Everyone's welcome. Lots of dogs.
It'll be busy.
Seen on leashes with their. With their owners. It's a really great public event where you get to see the best of the best, which is fun in the lead up to the Olympics as well.
It is.
You can rub shoulders with some celebs in the coffee queue.
And good weather this Sunday as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be
rain.
No rain. It'll be nice.
Sunshine.
Never rains in Melbourne, mate. Lord Mayor, so lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your successes. And have you got any ideas what you're doing next?
No, but I do hope that our paths continue to cross.
Oh, well, they will. Come and work inside.
What's on the back page?
Running a little bit late, 7:57, chance for you to win 10 grand soon.
You're still trying to squeeze the back page in
here. We are. Well, we had Sally Capp join us.
Just the headlines, please, will you?
Give us your best.
Thursday night footy.
Yeah.
My apologies. St Kilda taking on the Bulldogs at Marvel. We have Rory Logg, Riley Garcia and James Harms in for the Dogs in place of Jamari Ugle-Hagan, Tom Liberatore and Oscar Baker. While for the Saints, Zach Jones comes in to replace Max King, who has a knee injury.
Perfect.
Caleb Daniel, sensationally not selected by Luke Beveridge.
Well, this is one of the knocks on Luke Beveridge is his selections at the moment. He's had all Australians.
All Australians are just not making his side.
As substitutes.
Yeah, very, very
unusual.
Now
he's left out old mate, who's been a stalwart. Wharton, that team.
Yeah, Jack McRae is one of those.
Maybe we can squeeze a better chat in later about the sport. It is footy's hot at the moment.
Footy is very hot.
We've got Max Gorn tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
We'll be fine. There's not a whole lot around today, but I should mention tennis news. Alex de Minaur has become the first Australian to ever beat Rafael Nadal on a clay surface.
Oh my God.
So well done to our boy. 11th in the world currently. So that's a straight sets loss for Rafael Nadal, who has won the Barcelona Open a record 12 times. Oh. It was his first tournament since January when he played in Brisbane.
Well, it's a good time to get him.
He was vulnerable. So unfortunately, Rafa, it looks like we might just be seeing the sun going down on his
career.
Yeah,
well, that's okay.
He's had a good run.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. He's had a very good
run. All right, that is the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, still a massive prize pool if we give this away every time for the rest of the year. $3,020,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a huge amount of money.
We're about to dip under the $3 mil mark.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yeah, if we give it away every time we play, let's try and do that to Brett in Bundoora.
Hello, Brett.
Hello, Brett.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Wonderful, Brett. How are you, mate?
Oh, absolutely stoked to finally get through.
Well done, Brett. You're through. You've got a chance to win 10 grand. What do you do for a living, mate?
Awesome. I'm a security guard.
Oh, nice. Well, gee. How's all that going at the moment, given what's taking place in Sydney? Is it rethink time for you?
A little on edge. I've got extras on and stuff like that. It's a hard time for everyone.
It really is. And it's a thankless job in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be, that's for sure. But,
A suggestion, Brett, that we should be starting to look at arming security guards. What do you think about that?
I'm not sold on that one. There was talks of PSOs and stuff going into shopping centres a while back. Don't know how that's going to play out.
It's an interesting conversation.
Yeah, very.
Who's your favourite band of all time, Brett?
All time would be Iron Maiden, but I love Akadaka too.
Iron Maiden. I've said this before. I reckon they had the best album art of any band.
Oh, totally.
They did.
Totally. Eddie the mascot.
They were their album art when we were kids growing up was just extraordinary.
I've seen a couple of planes they've had painted too for their tours.
Yeah, the singer was the pilot.
He was too.
Wow.
He was a pilot.
What a great trivia. Yeah. like yeah. John Travolta is a
yeah,
pilot.
Yeah, very much the same. Yeah.
And he used to have that long-term co-pilot that he always flew with.
John Travolta?
Yes. Yeah. They would sometimes kiss when they saw each other.
Well, it takes a couple of people to fly the plane.
Sometimes landing is such a relief.
Kiss me, John, we landed. Kiss me, John, we're off the ground. Let's put this thing in autopilot and kiss. For God's sake. Kiss me. And I love your plugs.
Doesn't happen on the Iron Maiden flight, though.
I wouldn't have thought so, mate. No. There wouldn't be too many blokes kissing each other in that band. Brett. Are you still there, mate?
Sure am, mate. Sure am.
I'm going to hand you over to the Spin King.
Yeah. King of Spin.
I got my own intro wrong.
You did.
Spin King.
The Spin King. The King of Spin. DJ. That's not even it, is
that's
it?
It.
That's
yes.
it.
That's it.
Troy Ellis, Brett. Good luck, mate. Hope you win 10 grand.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, Brett, ready for song number one.
Tyler. Yep, bring it on.
Tyler and Artis, that's what we're looking for. Here it is.
No. Come As You Are, Nirvana.
Yeah! Bang,
wow.
You're away. We've got a player.
Strong.
Very good. Oh,
that well was straight done. Out of the blocks, yep. Brett. Keep that phone fair in your ear hole, mate.
Yep, sure have.
All right, song two, same thing.
I said ear hole, Brett.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're right, mate. Whatever you need.
All right, ready for song two, Brett?
Bring it, yep. Yeah, didn't get it. Damn it. So much harder on the phone. No idea. Damn it.
That was Wang Chung.
This one.
Dance All Day.
Now I can hear it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have got it.
Bummer.
Well done, mate. Lovely chatting with you, Brett. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Marty. Thanks, guys.
See you, mate. Brett.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Couple of showers around today. Top of 17, they should ease tomorrow and for the weekend, which is good for the run of the tan, which is happening this summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mental health awareness.
Correct.
Tams and Manu, formerly Lewis.
Nay Lewis.
Dave Hughes is having a run.
Yes, you don't have to run too. You can go for a walk, take your dog.
Walk it.
Yeah, maybe I'll take Katie down.
Yeah.
You should.
3.8 Ks.
I'm out.
We haven't done our walk for a while.
No, but we did well. Time. We started. It was this time last year when we started.
Yeah, why
it
would was. You start at this time?
Well, we just did.
Yeah.
Maybe you should bring it back.
What happened walk to Tan Club? I like Tan Club.
Tan Club was great.
Yeah. Can I be in Tan Club?
No.
You were always invited to Tan Club.
We were every week.
You were.
I'm such a fan of yours, which you know.
Yeah.
Why do you always have to come in our clubs?
Why can I not come in your clubs?
Because we're the last bastion of a couple of male clubs. We don't want female members.
Well, then you're not allowed in any of my clubs.
Which are?
Well, I'll think of one and you're not allowed.
Cocktail drinking is one of your big clubs. Surely you want me in that club.
No.
Wow. I just got punted from the cocktail club.
Yep.
That hurt.
You're not allowed in my cocktail club.
All right. Where'd you lose the ring is the question we're asking now. My father lost his wedding ring mowing the lawn.
Oh,
when I was a very young kid, when we were living in Darwin.
Did he retrieve it?
No, he never found it.
Oh.
And so he never wore a wedding ring.
Didn't replace it?
No, that was his wedding ring and he lost it mowing the lawn.
Oh,
dear. I feel compelled to replace it somehow.
Well, if you knew my mother, you wouldn't.
I was going to say, I feel like things like that are a bad omen.
I agree. Yeah. If you lose your wedding ring, how is that not like in the back of your mind? Like, why would I lose my wedding ring? I've never lost a ring in my life.
No.
Why would I lose my wedding ring?
Yeah.
Where did you lose your ring? I mean, obviously, if you knew where you lost it, you would have found it. Mm. But maybe that's part of it too.
Could one be part of the story.
133353 or get in touch through Insta.
Like this Canadian woman, she knew she'd lost her wedding ring out in the vegetable garden.
Yeah.
She was 84.
Yeah.
She lost the wedding ring whilst weeding on the family farm.
Yeah.
She kept the ring's loss a secret from everyone except her son for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
One day, she's out in that same...
Her daughter-in-law.
Her daughter-in-law is out in that same section of the yard.
Yeah.
She pulls a carrot out of the garden, and what's around the carrot? The bloody wedding ring. The carrot has grown up through the wedding ring.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. She's pulled the carrot out thinking, geez, I'll whack some carrots in the oven with the roast.
Yeah.
And there's Mary's wedding ring that she'd lost over 10 years earlier.
Wow, what a find.
I mean, we're talking about it because Jason Kelsey's greatest achievement as a football player might have been lost forever in an inflatable pool full of chili.
Oh, no.
He revealed that his Super Bowl ring was lost in a game of needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun footy game.
Yeah.
The mishap occurred during a live recording of the podcast called New Heights that included fans participating in challenges.
Yeah.
One of the challenges tasked the players with finding Jason's championship ring wrapped in a sock and buried in a vat of Cincinnati's famous Skyline Chili.
Well, right. That's just silly. Wow. Don't.
Why would you
put something else in? Put a replica.
Exactly.
Mm.
It was never found. Some of the chili socks included fakes or replica rings. So you had to find the sock that had the real ring in it. We've got a grab.
Yes, we do.
This game existed because I continually lose my Super Bowl ring. And I don't even know if Travis still knows this. But I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event.
Went on to say this.
All of this stuff has been thrown away. So I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill. Someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen.
Mm. Oh, so they just didn't find it.
So they reckon it maybe was tossed out of the thing in a sock and has just been cleared up with all the rubbish.
Oh, is this the one that's dating Taylor?
No, that's his brother.
It's his brother, yeah.
Oh, well, why are we talking about him?
He does the podcast with his brother.
Kate is in Mornington Peninsula. Good morning, Kate.
Morning.
How are you, mate?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful, Kate. Did you lose your ring?
I didn't lose my ring. My husband lost his wedding ring.
Oh, oh no.
Husband.
Bloody man.
Yeah. Travelling Australia in 2018 and we're at the Hot Springs in Katherine in the NT.
Nice.
Laying on a waterfall, having a lovely relax.
And
we get back to the caravan that night and he's like, oh, shit, babe, I don't have my ring.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, where? And he goes, I reckon Katherine. So we go back. I said to him, you bloody dive down and you find that ring because it was a beautiful platinum ring.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, so he's diving down. He comes back up with a ring, not his ring, but it fits him perfectly, and he's been wearing it for 6 years.
Oh my gosh. Found somebody else's ring.
So we think the other person got his ring and just went, shit, this one's way better than mine.
This ring will do.
Bit of tin. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice one, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, I mean, if your finger fits in a ring,
embrace it.
Own it. Yeah. Embrace it.
Mark in Geelong, Marty.
Hello, Mark.
G'day, Marty. How are you guys?
Good. Wonderful, mate. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, good. Except for the fact I'm on to my third wedding ring, but only with the one wife.
Oh, Mark. So you've lost your ring twice.
I've lost it twice, yeah.
What happened?
So the first time, it was only actually a week after I got married, was at the tip unloading a trailer, and I think just my hands were sweaty and stuff, and it slipped off into the rubbish.
Mm.
But I didn't actually notice at the time, but I noticed the guy running the tip like came over and picked up something small and was looking at it and looking excited like he'd found something expensive but didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I realised, shit, that was my ring. And I went back and he said, no, that never happened. I didn't find anything.
Oh, he lied to your face and stole your ring.
Yeah, you'd think a guy running a tip would be more honest than that.
Yes. No, well, I don't know why you'd think that. It's highway robbery, those tips.
That's awful.
Cost a fortune. Yeah.
And then the second one was a couple of years later, was at the beach, and I thought, oh, I've already lost a ring. I better take my ring off and not swim in the ocean with it.
Mm.
But I put it on my towel, and I forgot and flicked the towel, and it went flying, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, Mark.
Some people just don't need rings.
Yeah, no, maybe you're just not a ring guy,
you're not
Mark.
A ring guy.
No, I've kept this one now for a year, so I'm pretty happy.
There's still time.
He's got many more rings in him, Mark.
Yeah.
Nicole is in Clyde. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi, Loz.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. My husband lost his ring.
Yeah.
He was an avid rugby player, the only game that they play in heaven.
Yes.
And he put his wedding ring into his mouth guard cover.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to lose it on a rugby field on the Gold Coast
No.
So that was about 19 years ago. He's refused to wear another one since.
Yeah, yeah. My father was the same, but more because of his wife, my mother.
Thanks to Cole.
She knows what ladies are like.
What he got on Insta, Will?
Had heaps on Insta. Hayden says, my mother lost her wedding ring because I nicked it one day and tried to give it to a classmate in primary school.
Oh, no.
And then he lost it?
Well, yeah, he just tried to give it to and didn't think much of it.
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
That's... It was in primary school.
Why are you saying primary school?
Primary school.
I'm slowing it
like
down.
Like it's three words.
Yeah.
Who else?
George says, I have a little plastic container in my car that I keep all my gold car wash coins in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, to get the car wash. Yeah. Yeah.
Went out on a boys' night, took my ring off, and ended up putting it in that little container. And in brackets, every bloke does that when it's a boys' night, lol.
Oh, right. Jeez, I don't know about that. What's he suggesting?
I think he's just saying we're letting the hair down with, and having drinks with the boys.
My experience has been the ladies prefer to attach themselves to a bloke they can see who's in a relationship because it means nothing to either of them.
They ended up finding it 2 years later because it was trying to give gold coins to the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She was probably like, why is your ring in here, huh? Huh? How about that?
What'd you take your ring off for?
Boys' night.
Boys' night. She's like, oh, yeah, fair enough. Thanks for your instas.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
It is time for yearbook being a Thursday morning, Marty.
It's my favourite go.
Yes.
I just basically ask you a question about a big event that happened. You guys just have to work out what year it was.
Correct.
I love this game.
And we represent listeners. They can choose which one of us they would like.
Correct.
And we're giving a couple of $100 away to go to Grilled.
Grilled. Yeah, delicious. Trent is with us, Marty.
Hello, Trent.
Go, gang. How's it going?
Wonderful, mate. Who would you like?
As a fellow Barry, I've got to go with Lauren, I think.
Oh, Barry!
Barry!
Wow.
I am.
Good man.
Good man, Trent.
Good luck. Scott, Trent. Marty.
Scott, you can have William or myself.
Marty, I'll stick with you, mate.
I love that. Thank you, Scott. I personally wouldn't probably do that.
No, we're much...
I think you're going all right.
Am I going all right?
What do you want? You're on 2 wins for this year, Marty. Will's on 4. Lossie, you're on 3. So it's pretty tight.
Reasonably tight.
It's reasonably tight.
Bridget, you've got William.
Who I would have picked anyway.
Oh, yeah. Bridge, thank you.
How many times do we hear that?
I know.
Yeah. Every single week.
Every single week.
It's unbelievable how
it really is. A couple hundred bucks to spend at Grilled.
Do you think that's a default position for people who end up having no choice in a situation?
I would have chosen that anyway.
No,
you could probably convince yourself that you would have picked it anyway.
I would have chosen that anyway.
Yeah.
All right, question one. Best of 3, first to 2 for yearbook this morning. What year was the ice bucket challenge a thing?
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It started originally to raise money for charity. It was huge at the time. What year was it? The Ice Bucket Challenge.
I don't know.
Gee whiz.
I'm in.
That's tough.
Did we all in?
Yep.
I went 06.
I said 13.
I said 13 as well.
14. 2014.
I was almost going to say 14.
No points.
But I didn't.
Yes, got a point.
One of you can win it here.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, my God.
Which would be good for me. Get out of here.
Point for Will, point for Loza.
And I will.
Yep.
All right, question 2. What year did Uber start in Australia? Shut up and
drive. In Australia.
In Australia. Started in Sydney. As Aussies taken more than 700 million rides since.
I'm in.
There was probably a sneaky 9 months that we're not aware of.
That's what I reckon, Bill.
What year was it? Obviously, they bring food around your house now as well, but when did they start as a driving service?
A number just came to me.
Yeah,
Will's going to be 1 year above or below me, and then he'll win.
I waited. I didn't panic. 13.
15.
14.
14! Oh, that's a win! Hey, Bridget, you're a winner.
Get a grill.
Yay! Thank you, Will.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
I have a lot to get through, Marty, and you've got to get out of here.
Well, hurry up.
Oh. What do you got, Loza?
We spoke about Stranger Things during three-way.
Yes.
When is Stranger Things back?
Oh, it's not for season. Ages.
I think it was started by
next year. Next year.
No, I think it's affected by the writer's strike.
Filming it.
Oh.
I think
2025,
yeah.
I think they're currently filming.
So they were affected by the writer's strike. It was scheduled to be aired last year. Mm-hmm. But according to Millie Bobby Brown, as of March 10th, 2024, there are 9 months left of filming.
Jeez.
So it probably won't be like mid to late next year. Mm. They're still filming for a long time. Joe Keery, who plays Steve, we spoke briefly about his music career. He's been in other bands before, but now he performs as a solo artist under the name of D-Jo. Oh. And this is his single that's out at the moment, which I recognise again because of TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
yeah.
This.
But the album that he released as a solo artist was from 2022, but he's still kind of just, yeah.
Do you reckon he could have got this album released if he wasn't in Stranger Things? Because it sounds awful.
I really like him.
No Rusty, I agree.
Profile buys you a lot of forgiveness in this business.
Mm. Okay. On this day, Fisk, anyone?
On this day what?
I said Fisk, anyone?
What do you mean?
You having pro whatever. Don't know.
Mate, I got that job fair and square off an old mate.
Exactly. On this day in 1975, John Lennon gives what becomes his final public performance at a gala salute to British media mogul Lou Gray.
Who was a sir.
Yes. So before John Lennon began his self-imposed exile in 75, he had a few professional things to sort of tie up loose ends and stuff. Mm. But they had been, people were like, why is he doing this gig? Because they had been embroiled in a legal battle for years.
Correct.
Because Lou Grade had bought the
record
company bought his music. No one really knows why he did it, but he just did.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was surprised to see him do it.
Yeah, but the big, a lot of people there, Tom Jones performed, Peter Sellers, John Lennon, Julie Andrews, and Kirk Douglas was there, Lauren Bacall, Gene Kelly, Orson Welles, all
massive
in attendance.
Night.
Huge night.
Mm. Tommy Little was there.
Was he?
No.
Oh.
That's all you got?
No, they wanted a comedian.
Why do you do?
Oh, have
you
a great.
Like Tommy Little.
I know, but it's still fun.
Oh.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Backend is back. Backend is happening right now. Without Marty, because he is off doing some extracurricular working bits and pieces.
Straight out the door.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be back on the podcast. Probably not tomorrow, but on
really?
Monday.
Really? Not even a quick top tomorrow?
Maybe a very quick top, because we had some things to do after the show today, so maybe he could do a quick
might
top.
Have a, we might have time for a quick top.
Quick top.
Yeah, maybe. Tomorrow, watch this space.
Good
watch
tease.
This space.
Great tease.
William.
What was everything's favourite part about today's show?
I like Sally Capp.
Yeah, I really liked hearing from the
Sally
Lord Mayor.
And also, what do you eat to poo?
Yeah.
It's a shame we only got about a couple of minutes out of that break.
I know.
My eyebrows did raise when I saw that on the run sheet this morning.
Why? I think it's a PSA. It's good. Oh. You constipated?
Yeah, but if I'm eating breakfast.
Did your eyebrows raise at 45 degree angles? I don't know what. Like, show us your eyebrows raised.
Do them.
I don't know. I can't do it on demand.
Like the Tower Bridge
in
London.
Do it? No.
It's just their natural state.
What do you mean?
They just go. I can't do it because my back doesn't. Yeah, they just go like this.
I can't do it either.
You do it.
They slope
they go
up.
Like this. Yeah.
Like exponential growth.
I can't do it on command. I can't control my eyebrows.
Go like this. Oh, what?
Oh, what?
The Sydney Harbour Bridge.
More furrow when you go. Oh. But like, you had it. It was
right. There it is. Yeah. There it is.
You have a very expressive face.
Yes. As I learned from the YouTube.
Yeah.
And the eye rolling in my direction all the time.
I didn't
know.
I wasn't eye rolling at you.
You were just very animated.
Sometimes it was eye rolling.
Yeah. Very animated. It was the concept of past lives. It was just that.
Oh, yeah.
But every now and then you'll What made you? It was babies. Whenever a baby would appear on the screen, your face, it was like you'd just.
Oh, it's just not interesting content.
It's like you'd been on Lemon Party.
Oh, no, that'd be a very different face.
Like someone spat in your face.
Oh, it's good to have Matthew back.
It is. I liked when Troy played that fart noise.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hardest I've ever laughed, I think.
About that already.
It's a very funny video, Matthew. You'll really enjoy it.
I'll have a look on the Instagram.
Please. Oh, wonderful. You'll watch like a listener.
It was first time, long time.
Yeah.
And we do the clap.
Yeah.
And I had a little fart sound effect ready to go on the back of that.
and he just did it during the clap.
The back of that.
But it took us by surprise during the poo chat.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, right.
It was during the poo chat, I think.
It wasn't just random.
No, it wasn't just out of nowhere.
You should do it out of nowhere.
Pranks over there.
And he's so funny.
It's there on Insta. Have a look.
Wonderful. Henry spotted a lookalike of a super buff Marty. It's actually really good.
Mm. That is a very
Although
good
that
one.
Man is deadlifting weights, and I don't think I could ever imagine Marty doing that.
That's Marty training for Kokoda.
Yeah.
Is he deadlifting?
No, he's not. He's not doing that.
Postponed.
Anymore. Yeah,
right. Postponed.
We talking about
a lot of Fisk stuff going on.
Right,
are we talking about that. Both of those.
That does look like. That does look like Marty.
It does look like Marty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good look like. We have had a lot of poo contributions.
I forgot about contributions. Didn't we used to do that?
Was that a thing?
Stories.
Oh, God, I'm just seeing all these Skellywags song parodies. I'll give you one.
Oh, good, please. Skellywags in our chat all the time now.
Yeah, no, he's great.
He's great.
Oh, some of these are hard to understand. Well, there's Free Balling by Tom Petty.
Yeah, good. I like that.
Nice.
He was saying it was one of the hardest things he's laughed at. Rings of Leon, etc.
Rings of Leon.
What about Boston? Come on me kneeling.
Wow.
Well, that's what it is, Matthew.
That's
I can't
game.
Do that one on the socials. Are you beeping that?
Whoa.
Did you hear yesterday?
Okay, fine. I'll leave it on. Oh, Marty would love that one.
Love that.
We'll
bring
that up again tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Now, where are my contributions? I'm just lost in. Yeah, I'm
in song parodies.
Oh, sausage legs.
Mm. Yes.
Years ago, I could go up to 5 days without pooing until I went to Mexico for my mate Percy's wedding and had a 13-day bender and got some kind of parasite in me and now I'm a once-a-day kind of guy.
But that's normal. The parasite fixed sausage legs.
Wouldn't recommend it to everyone, but it worked for me.
You cannot be going 5 days. How bloated would you be?
That's awful. Yeah.
And
imagine the smell.
Oh. You needed an enema.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But that first one after 5 days would have been so uncomfortable to punch that out.
Oh, a friend of mine was in hospital. A friend of mine was in hospital recently, very, 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 very constipated, and she had to they had to extract the poop. They gave her some kind of laxative, and they weighed it at the end.
Oh,
and it was in like the 3 kilos.
Oh my god!
Wow. Yeah. They weighed it at the end. Like they just brought it out.
I'll be able to find the exact weight. We were all guessing
3 kilos.
That's a baby,
like
isn't it?
Six cans of
literally. She
corn.
Gave birth.
Extraordinary.
Six cans of corn. That's how you're measuring.
Six cans of
corn. You've got to think like that, like Subway.
How many Subway footlongs is it?
I don't know.
That's a few.
How many kilos is a baby on average? Three. It's a three
about
kilos.
Three.
Yeah. She's pooed a baby.
Poo weight? No.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
Doesn't matter.
Sorry if you're not into poo stuff, but
no. No.
Yeah, it's been a tough episode for you. Well done for pushing through this far, though.
Hey, if Sally Cap can enjoy it. Sally Crap.
Sally.
Yeah, Ms. Cap.
She'd like that.
We don't want that to be her legacy.
Some people's last name is Crap.
I want to know what the off-air conversation around the bike lanes was.
No, it was fine.
A bit of fun.
Yeah. Toddy says, unfortunately, fresh strawberries in Japan help you poo. And then he's put like a red emoji, the emoji, like the blue head in the face. It's like, old travel story I posted way back in year one, I think. Not a good ending. RIP white basketball shorts.
Oh, no.
Strawberries in Japan.
So maybe that was just those kinds of strawberries, not strawberries.
Maybe there's some pesticides or something still on them when he ate them.
Possibly.
Did he not rinse them?
That could be it.
Oh, God.
Dear doctor. My nan always says that.
Well, dear doctor.
Dear doctor.
Oh, that would annoy me.
Nothing my nana says annoys me.
Yeah. Fair enough. Backstreet Boys, quit playing games with my ass.
I would have said fart.
Sorry, Oscar.
Or shart.
Be better.
How much more are we doing here?
Just give us a couple more. Once you can't sound socials.
This is fun from Lee. Urban Dictionary strikes again. This is a dirty Lauren. Spelled the same way as Lauren.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So here we go. You can read. You can do the honors if you like.
Please. A dirty Lauren.
Oh, dirty Lauren. Oh no.
Going into your parents' bedroom, all over the bed.
Maybe we don't.
Men with you.
Did you read this before you said this through?
Can let people watch the shit fight and use as
No, okay. You might need to beep
that's
all that.
Much worse.
That's a dirty Lauren.
Lauren, how could you?
Emily just watched me do a dirty Lauren, use it in a sentence.
Is that close to
that's the most creative sentence?
Is that close to home, Loz?
Yes, Troy.
Yeah, Troy.
When Dad's away.
God, the back. This is a saucy back. And Josh has said,
"A Tassie Devil sticker on your laptop."
Yeah, I'm failing
that. Does the placement make you itch?
Yeah, of course. It's just a mess.
And it's
I like it as a mess. It feels like Hosier Lane.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
On your Dell laptop.
Dell.
You're so cool.
I'm so cool.
These aren't Dell.
Did you actually buy a membership?
Yeah, $10.
$10.
Why are they so cheap?
Yeah, I know.
To get everyone in.
I see like 50,000 of them that were sold.
Yeah.
No wonder.
$180.
Yeah.
God.
Who plays these books?
Josh said a bit of light reading for Troy.
Mm. He just had a huge penis.
What was that true?
Isolate that, please. Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes,
huge penis.
There's a book title.
I didn't even have my glasses on to see that.
Oh, it's How to Live with a Huge Penis.
Oh, Troy's still on Lemon Party.
Looks like a well-read book as well. Look at it. Is that in a bookstore?
Does. Yeah, be a
everyone's,
second
everyone's
hand.
Picked that one up just to have a flick through.
Yeah.
People are flicking.
People that doggy ears books. Matthew wouldn't understand because you don't read books.
I know what a doggy
ear
is.
Very annoying.
Yeah.
Can you read the words under yes, daddy? I can't
see
that.
A celebration of our favourite internet daddies.
Oh, right. Oh.
Who are those men?
They're all
like
the different.
One's Paul Rudd,
Pedro,
one's Pedro
Pascal on the left.
Who's that guy in the front?
Don't know.
You know, all good bookstores.
Ah.
Shelley says found the perfect accommodation for the team trip.
Oh. Yeah.
She's in New York.
Oh.
It's Fairfield by Matthew.
Oh, wow.
You'd run a
Marriott.
You'd run a great hotel, Matthew.
Would
I? Yeah, I reckon you would.
Oh, dealing with a lot of crap.
No, you would be a very good
you'd
hotel.
You'd be great.
Yeah, you'd
be like Basil.
You'd be great.
Basil Fawlty.
Concierge.
What, for Fawlty Towers?
Yeah.
Great concierge, I reckon.
Concierge.
You'd be able to organise everything, all the restaurants.
Yeah.
All the
bookings.
Oh, well, it's funny you should say that if you walk up here.
Yeah. I always send you to a martini bar.
Yes.
And a limo.
I'm not drinking at the moment. Well, you should go to this bar.
You'll still love it.
You'll still love it. They'll find something for you. Have an olive.
Natalie, hey team, so all that talk that Troy was in South America on break looks like he has a new job as a referee in the Champions League in this match between Arsenal and Bayern Munich.
Really? Troy's been busy.
Wow.
This, I don't know. I feel like
nothing will ever beat the Iceman.
No, no.
The Iceman was very...
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Do you see it?
I see it.
There's some similarities with my hair, maybe.
I see it.
Yeah.
It's not
Does your brother look more like that?
I feel like that's Troy's brother.
Mm. Yeah, one of my youngest brothers looks like that.
Mm.
Yeah, my youngest brother.
Do they wear shoulder pads?
Yeah, is that
or is that
body?
Man just really built?
Or has he got a pack of ciggies up there?
He's got shoulder pads on there underneath, surely.
I think he might be like technical equipment.
He's
got offer his microphone.
Pieces and battery packs, man.
He looks ridiculous.
He doesn't look happy at all.
No.
Is he wearing eyeliner?
Yeah, jeez.
Arsenal.
Yeah. Mm. How about we call it?
All right.
All right.
Run out of momentum.
Good. Get in touch.
In what way?
Anytime through Insta at Marty Shugart Show. We'll be back tomorrow with more on Triple M.
Marty Shugart.
Rock Obama.
Who's hosting?
It's Marty, isn't it? The look on your face.
Yeah, no.
Hey, this is Pink.
Oh.
Pink.
Hey, Pink.
Wow.
The Marty Shugart Show. Triple M.